This is an RNIB talking book.
The Windows of Elissa by Mary Ray.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Forward by the author. When we imagine the ancient world of the Mediterranean, our thoughts are usually coloured by what we know of two great cities. Athens, the burning glass that kindled the Greek culture, and Rome, which became the mother of a huge empire. Yet other cities and other cultures flowered at the same time, and one of the greatest of these was Carthage, a colony transplanted from Phoenicia in Asia Minor, which took root on the North African coast in what is now Tunisia. Almost all that's generally remembered about Carthage is that its first queen was called Dido, or Elissa, and that it was destroyed by Rome. The tragic story of Dido's suicide after she'd been deserted by the Trojan Aeneas is a legend, but she herself was a real person, and she founded Carthage in the 9th century BC. It prospered and grew, spreading inland from the original trading post, and developed its own merchant fleet, which traded as far as Spain and southern France. It established colonies in western Sicily, and so came into conflict with the Greek colonies, which occupied most of the island and lived on trade between the rich and ancient cultures of the Near East and the market and raw materials of Europe. Later, trade rivals...